The memories of September 28, 2006 are still vivid in the minds of both students and staff at Weston High School in Cazenovia.
I heard Eric Haynes' staff make a statement that haunts me basically every day of my life now. But at that time, I did not know what was going on. I heard him say, "I'm here to effing kill somebody."
School counselor Kathy Holly said there were times over the last year where she would find herself shaking and unable to function. And yet after the shooting, students were forced to share their feelings.
Everybody was forced to talk to a counselor, and I just hated talking to people about it. I remember my parents were all worried because I didn't want to talk to anybody about what happened.
Despite the tears and fears students faced on September 28, 2006 and the healing process that followed, some still found humor in their experiences, including this student who recalls a session with a counselor.
When we had to talk to the counselors, I remember I had this really nutty one. She was like, "Just go on your magical cloud and float away." And I was like, "Yeah, go to your magical cloud and float away. Okay. Whatever."
Parkview students, including Jackie Beck, were struck by the vivid accounts from the Weston High School students.
One of the boys talked about how he had to hold the shooter down when his principal was laying in like a puddle of blood behind him, and that was really emotional.
Tristan Nyman walked away from the program in a somber mood.
"I don't think anybody's safe from this stuff. You never know who's going to snap or have an emotional breakdown. It takes one thing to make somebody, do this."
Weston High School has a new set of core values as a result of this incident. The key words: compassionate, dedicated, humble, courage, and integrity. I'm Steve Benton reporting.